What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Real Bodybuilding Podcast, and I'm here with Mr. Brett Wilkin. How are you, sir?
Thank you. I think I watched your episode the other day, and I think Ian finally had enough of it. He corrected my last name, so I appreciate it, Ian. You know that the name, so
I'm sorry, man.
It's ringing, and then you're like, dude, everybody gets their names wrong.
I don't know. For some reason, Wilkins sounded right. Anyway. Hold on.
Nothing new.
Yeah, I apologize. But I got it right today, so we're back on track.
Yeah, great.
How are you, man? How is the prep? How is everything going? More specifically, this is your pro debut.
Yes.
Or not in the open. And how and why did you pick the hardest lineup of the year to make your debut in the open class?
Well, I'm someone that picks a show a long ways out, you know, yeah. And I don't adjust it. So I just have background with Chicago. The story went pro at Junior Nationals as a classic physique guy. Now I was in Chicago. I grew up in Des Moines, Iowa, which is only 5 hours away. So like, you know, I have a lot of good memories in Chicago, even though this one didn't even turn out to be in Chicago, you know, but I planned last year. I'm like, I want to do Chicago Pro next year. That's the show I want to do. I really like the, you know, TG Flex there. He does such a good job. Tim Gardner, he does a great job with his shows. They really always really ran well. And honestly, you know, just based off the last couple of years, I came to this show last year. I knew it was going to be bigger. And like, you know, for being a debut, and I wanted, you know, I want that lineup. I want that, you know, exposure and just a bigger limelight for the show. Cause you know, this is a process for me, you know, this isn't my final form, but I'm just going to keep showing you new versions. And I think it worked out really well timing wise. And this is going to be a great, great weekend.
So what, as you saw the lineup start to come in and people start to get added to the lineup, did it make you train harder? I mean, I know you train, I've seen some of your videos. I know you train hard regardless, but like, was kind of like a new fire lit, like, okay, this guy's doing it, that guy's doing it, everyone's jumping in, it's going to be a massive show. Did you kind of go up a gear in your training, or were you already at the highest gear you could possibly go?
Yeah, more so like those names, you know, I knew there'd be guys that come in towards the end, of course, like the Shaban, because he kept getting second and stuff like that, like the Sons. So by the time, like, you actually, like, you know, they got confirmed and stuff, I was already, you know, it was 2 weeks out, and so we'd already been training our off for the last 12-14 weeks. So yeah. But the main thing is, I will say, you know, when I heard, I actually got a little early heads up, you know, maybe probably like 3-4 days before everybody else on the Rolly thing.
Yeah.
That, and like, you know what, I'm like, what's his last name? It's Winklar. Like, he's gonna be walking out right, or I'm gonna be walking out. That's right, true. With Winklar. So I was like, so it did, like, you know, I took out condiments. I started doing little things earlier, just be like, yeah, you know, now I need to like stand next to the beast, the bigger guy. I need to like beat him in some other areas. So
yeah,
it did change a few things in, like, you know, how we're gonna present ourselves, you know, how to beat these top guys that everybody knows. But you know, the fire's always there, man. You know, yeah, that as a, man, we've been, this is one of the most perfect preps I could ask for, and you know, I don't feel like I lost any, you know, actual real muscle tissue the entire prep.
Yeah,
it dialed down perfectly, and you know, it was a cool experience in that, you know, last time I was 212, last time I competed. So I had to eat away muscle there at the end to make 212. Yeah. So this was the first real prep where like we could continue to, you know, I didn't continue to feed when I needed to, and my body needed it, instead of just kept pushing it hard. And I just kept responding so good. It's just, yeah, it's a whole new ball game when you don't have to make a weight. And like, I just continue to learn that as I get bigger and better, you know, I look better as I've gotten bigger. And then yeah, it's just like, let's keep running with this. And so it was just a different prep in that I needed to tell myself, not, you know, I don't need to go do an extra cardio session.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, always like, I yeah, do something because I need to be so lean. Now it's like, no, let's just rest the legs. Let's keep them full, you know? So, and it was awesome, you know, with Matt Jansen, like he, you know, he has the experience there and he's, you know, the mindset behind it. So it made it, you know, he's just like, make sure you go eat that burger and fries tonight. Make sure you eat it and things yeah, like that.
Is that hard for it? I know, like when I was competing, I would get crazy about every last bite of food. Yeah. When your coach is like, go have a burger and fries as part of you, like reserved, you're like, I don't know if I want to. I mean, obviously when you take the first bite, you're like, fuck it, I'm doing it. But like before you get there, you kind of like, fuck, I gotta eat. Like, does it make you nervous at all, or like, are you just, no, I'm doing it, it's not a big deal?
Well, yeah, it's kind of a mental fuck, because like, you know, think about when you're, you know, in previous preps, you'd like maybe get like a refeed like once every 4 weeks or something like that, and like you really earn it and stuff. Now it's like, well, you know, we train so hard, our bodies need, you know, my body needs it. So,
yeah.
And it's, but it's overcoming that, because you get in that mindset of dieting, and you're like, man, maybe I should just do, you know, 200 grams of rice with like beef instead. You know, I need to eat cleaner and stuff. Like my metabolism is pretty crazy. And like, I'm sure he'll talk about this afterwards. Like, you know, the amount of foods I had to eat at some point just to keep the size on and stuff. So it was very like push, 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 and then fill back up, push, push, push. And then like crazy numbers, and it was a cool experience. And now we're here, and I'm really happy with where we're at, where we landed, especially size wise. And hopefully it's enough to, you know, to, you know, that'll be the biggest thing, is just being able to be big enough, you know, that like I look good next to like, you know, like a Rolly or something, and then focus on the areas I can beat them on, you know, with conditioning or, you know, the side shots and things like that.
So people, I don't know if everybody realizes what you said earlier about your name, and the W's being at the end. So what they do is when they list the competitors to come out for the stage, they list them in alphabetical order. So you're going to be right behind Rolly, or actually, he'll be after you, I think. Right.
Yeah.
So you guys will get to stand next to each other first. But they still do that. It's not random. They still do it by alphabetic order. Right.
Yeah. That initial, you know, when they just bring them out in lines. It's still
how exciting is it for you in your pro debut to stand next to a top five Olympian? Like, you're good. Is there any nerve? Like, is it nerve wracking at all? Like, I'm standing next to one of the best in the world, or is it just purely exciting?
Right now, it's just anxious. Excited. You know, especially like, I have such a good team. They're like, man, this is the best opportunity for you. Yeah. You go out there, some nastiness and stuff. So, you know, this whole week leading up to it, you know, I got Dylan Armbrust at the gym in my eye. He's like, you're gonna make roll. You gotta roll. And like making jokes and stuff. And so, but like, just getting in that mindset. And like, I think it would be like, it might be, you know, we'll get to the point where we're walking out. It's like, damn, it's here now, you know? So maybe the nerves will hit in. But right now, like, I'm just in a perfect situation. You know that, because not many people have seen me, and you've said that, like, you know, we don't know what he looks like next to people. So it's, I have nothing to lose, man. I have nothing to lose. I've just enjoyed this process. You know, I took 2 years off. I'm itching to get on a stage, and that's all I'm looking forward to. I'm sleeping good. I'm not nervous. It's just go out there, show what show what I've done this last 2 years to go from 212 pro, you know, up to, I'll probably be, you know, 245 on stage, 242, 245. And just, you know, show what adding 30 pounds of muscle look like in these last 2 years, and just have fun. This is just the start of the journey, you know?
So I was going to ask you, 5'9" is a little tall to be a 212. What was the thought process? Cause did you start in classic?
Yeah. So like I said, I started pretty late there. I didn't compete until my first show was 4 years ago. And and I just did it kind of because I wanted to learn like the whole dieting process. So
I
was really like enjoying the lifestyle of bodybuilding, because, you know, my wife, she competes, she's a 5-time Olympian. So I'd already been traveling, you know, doing videos with John Meadows. We did a lot of that. So I was building my physique, not knowing why. You know, I was just living the lifestyle, enjoying the process, having fun for shows. And then like, you know, as I continued to get bigger and bigger, I was like, you know, there's something here. There's something, you know, I could do something. So finally, you know, talked her into let me do a show. And I was like, I just want to do one. You know, I want to learn what the dieting process looks like. I've never actually cut down and seen something. So we did that first show 4 years ago. And then, you know, that kind of just launched everything. I, you know, won the overall at a local show. They were like, the judge was like, hey, next weekend is Junior Nationals. You know, and this was in classic. I was weighing 190. Then I was probably like 188, 190. They need to go to Junior Nationals next weekend. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is, but let's go do it, you know. So weekend, and then I ended up getting third that first. So that Junior Nationals, that one week of competing ever. So, you know what I mean? Kind of hooked me. I was like, man, I just got third. I missed my pro card by one spot within a week of competing. Like this, you know, I really want to run with this now. So that was kind of the launch pad. Fast forward, came back a year later, straight back to Chicago for Junior Nationals, won the overall.
Was that in classic, or did you move up
in classic?
Okay.
195 there. Okay. I wasn't like bodybuilding that, you know, looking back on it, I wasn't bodybuilding the weight because I didn't really have guidance. You know, I was doing everything my own. I played college football. I got an exercise science degree. So like, I enjoyed all this, you know, I was a big, in the, you know, I was that gym junkie. I loved training. You know, that's, I enjoyed the process with, you know, the football with training. So that's what I was really doing. And then the competing side came, and then I just started figuring things out. And it was mainly just, I wasn't eating enough.
Yeah.
So right after I went pro, we moved out to Denver, Colorado. And then that's what really changed everything, because I went into a real bodybuilding atmosphere, you know, gotten, you know, with, you know, Dylan out there, he has such good atmosphere with the gym, yeah, bodybuilders out there. So then that's when we really launched off. I jumped up to like, that's when I started working with Matt. Got up to like 242, 245 that first year within like 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah. And so then that's when I was like, you know what? I want to compete this year, but I won't be able to make classic weight. So we're going to do 212.
Yeah.
And what we found out is I got down to like 225. And then like the best I looked was at like 220, 225. So then I had to kill myself, went to Toronto, got sixth there. And then looking at everything, I was like, man, I just think I can still get so much better. And so we talked about it. Got a little feedback from Tyler Mannion. He's like, man, yeah, you should run with the open. And so I was like, I'm going to take next year off. Unfortunately, fortunately, whatever, you know, COVID happened last year. So I was already going to take that off. So while people were competing and stuff, I was just grinding away. So, and then I ended up doing that guest posing last year. And so that was kind of, I set it up. So like I did a big push to get up, you know, I think I got up to like 265, did the guest posing with Hunter, you know, just wanted to compare myself with him.
Yeah.
And then did another push into this year. And so I did end up getting to, you know, I got up to like about 280 going to bed.
Really?
Yeah. So probably 280. And, you know, I mean, that's pushing, you know, not feeling comfortable. But not sleeping great. But that was the biggest I probably got. And then now we've cut down to here and through this prep. And like I said, it'll end up being about 30 pounds, right around 30 pounds since last time I've been on state.
But, you know, as an open competitor, you're going to have to break that 280 and keep going. Like, are you excited to be, so you said you're going to be 240-ish on stage this weekend?
Yeah, in between 240, 245.
Are you excited to be 260? Like, is that what your goal, like in your mind, are you like, I see myself being like, you know, Ian's size or bigger or whatever. Like, is that, not Ian particularly, but, you know, I've used him because he's around 260. So,
yeah, no, that's what's going to happen. I mean, there's no doubt. I'm like, and just, you know, as long as I keep doing exactly what I, you know, for the most part, doing what we're doing, pushing up, you know, another 5 pounds. Yeah, you know, obviously it's not gonna be as dramatic anymore with these crazy like 40-pound off seasons.
Yeah,
I had to be, but like, you know, the goal is, you know, up to 285 this year or 290, and then come down and just get figuring out my body now, you know. So it's not like so much now that I know how these preps go with, it's not so much about just dramatic, you know, having to make weight and stuff. I can really, you know, grow through some preps, especially at the beginning. And, you know, the process is just going to be so much better here moving forward.
So I have a question for you. You said you listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I made my placings, but I want to apologize to you because I've been watching more and more and I'm like, I think I might've placed them in the wrong spot.
You're good, man. Just motivation. My boy is Paul. Paul, I don't know you at all, but I appreciate you. You throw me in the top five. And, I like Paul.
Paul's your favorite, yeah.
That's how it goes, man. How do you know? You don't know. You've only seen pictures. That's the thing. All you see is Instagram pictures.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing about the show. There's so many good competitors. And you made a good point. It's like, I think Zach Merkel is going to look fucking awesome. It's going to be cool to stand up because he's such a different bodybuilder. I mean, you know, he's going to be 270 pounds tall. You know, I'm a little bit shorter, a little bit more based off shape and things. So it'll be cool to like the all these different bodybuilder types and sizes and feels and then comparing them. It's like I'm excited to go against Hunter too. So I just hope I get a good call. I really want to get compared because like I think I compare again. I have a very similar physique to Hunter, so I want to be around him and then just kind of get a chance getting that mix, you know, because I think I get a chance, I can show a lot of cool things, you know, especially with, you know, the waist control, the side shots, the front nuttiness and things like that.
So I want to show people real quick your physique for those who don't know you. If you're listening on audio, Instagram is Brett_Wilkin. And if you're watching on YouTube, obviously this is your physique as of how long ago?
That was, I think this past Saturday, maybe.
Yeah, you got really good shape, man. So the more I looked at it, the more I'm like, I think I fucked up my placing. I think I fucked up my placings. But it's hard, you know, when you're trying to do that kind of thing because you said, like you said, you haven't competed in 2 years and I've never seen you in an open lineup. So I'm like, I wonder, but I mean, your conditioning and everything, your shape is crazy. So are you happy with everything you've been able to do so far in the last couple of years in your time off and rebuilding?
I'm extremely happy. Yeah. It was a, it was the right call. You know what I mean? In it goes back to, that's something not a lot of people can do because they need that gratification. You know, they need that, you know, they need that, the abs in, they need to be competing. They need all the videos, the pictures. You know, I just go in, dig in, you know, train in the dark during COVID, you know, so we didn't get freaking arrested, you know.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
5 a.m. just banging weights in the dark. So like, it was, you know, it was an interesting last year, but like, it just shows you, man, like sometimes you just got to disappear, go behind the scenes and get things done. And good thing, you know, I'm all about, you know, with the sports background all through my life, like I'm all about the process. And once you fall in love with the process, these are just the rewards at the end.
And this is you as a classic guy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that 195 winner right there.
Jeez, the difference is crazy, man.
Yeah. Man, what's crazy about that, like I said, like I didn't really know exactly what I was doing, but I was looking at, we were joking about this the other day, me and Martin, we were looking at some pictures. I started that prep at like 217 and I was like, my glutes were in at like 13 weeks out. So it's one of those things, like looking back, like, why didn't you bodybuild? You know, and like, but it's because I had no one to tell me, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you bodybuilder, you train like a bodybuilder, you look like a bodybuilder, like, but like classic was a new division. And I was, you know, I was in an area that I didn't really know bodybuilding. So I was like, you know, I like the idea of the new division and the posing. So I'm just going to run with this, but I knew that that wasn't my ultimate goal. I knew my ultimate goal was just to continue to overall just continue to build my physique to its biggest potential. And then real quickly, I learned that's just with more size and more time.
How important is it to have a training partner like Martin?
Huge, man. I can't tell you enough. So he kind of has the same story as me. You know, I was out there before him and in Denver. He was actually up in Wyoming. So we both come from, you know, smaller states, small town boys. And he started coming down on the weekends just to kind of do the posing classes there and like get in the gym atmosphere. And like, he walked in one day and we were posing and I looked at his legs and I was like, man, you train today? I'm like, let's go hit some legs. Like,
that's all there. Yeah.
That was kind of destiny, man. He ended up moving down a year and a half ago about 2 years now. We haven't looked back, man. We have not looked back.
Yeah. I watch you guys train, man. It's like, you guys are really killing each other out there. Like, you're not messing around.
It seems to work.
How much of a help, and obviously this is your wife.
Yep. It was her birthday yesterday. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. How integral is she in your transformation? How long you been together?
So we've been together about 8 years. We've been married for coming up on 4 in September.
Okay.
And honestly, man, you know, she's everything when it comes to the bodybuilding scene. I didn't even know what bodybuilding was until we started dating. She had just turned pro. So she's like, oh, you know, I just went pro out, you know, like last month. I'm like, I don't know what that means, you know, but like, and then, but, you know, just fell in love with it, man. I was missing something, you know, cause like when you have playing sports your whole life, playing college football, and then you get done, and you're just kind of lost.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's when I just started, I was lifting on my own, but I didn't know how to eat. I was eating 3 times a day. Like, you know, like a normal human being weighed 100. When I met her, I was like 170 pounds.
Yeah.
So it was just like, it was a blessing in disguise, you know, that, you know, something, but I always enjoyed fitness. I always enjoyed working out. So when she got involved, she taught me how to be, her brother was a bodybuilder. So he was kind of really the first one that was like, hey, you know, really pushed me into real bodybuilding, told me to compete and help me out on that. So them and, you know, especially her, they are the biggest part of where we are today. And then also just the support system. We live the lifestyle. You noticed she competed last weekend and the weekend before that. So we did these preps together. You know, I talked about this on a recent book or the MD Global race recently, but just about, we're kind of like, I think the Jewets do it as well, but we actually prefer the prep together.
Yeah.
And that's just because, you know, then there's no distractions. We're going through it together. You form a bond together of, we're doing this, you know, we're doing this together. We're, you know, eliminate everything out of the house. No distractions. You know, you're not going out while I'm sitting at home being, you know, being miserable. So we're just going to battle through this together. And it brings our relationship even stronger together. And it makes for fun weekends like this.
Yeah. Yeah. What is she, does she like the 170 Brett better, or does she like the 240 Brett better?
Oh, I don't know, man. You got that. It matters the situation. she likes the 240 Brett. I think she likes the 240 Brett now because she had to experience the 280 Brett for so long. You know what I mean? Yeah. you know how they are when we're waking them up snoring, when we're eating 2 bowls of cereal before bed while they're just sitting there hungry, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's gotten used to it, and she loves how I look now, but it's when we get up to the big weights that she's just like,
yeah,
will you get up and help me? I'm like, I can't, I'm too lethargic, you know?
What, let me ask you this, because everyone goes through it, obviously, whenever they try to put on a lot of weight and bulk and get bigger. Is what's the worst part of this whole thing for you? Is it starving for a prep, or was it pushing the weight and getting to 280?
Oh, for me, it's 100% pushing the weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. It surprises a lot of people, but it's like, they don't realize, and like, I'm telling you, I have a pretty crazy metabolism. Like, I had to eat, and I'm sure you did too, but like, you know, 6,000 calories a day for a year and a half straight, man. Like, you get to that point where you just stare at food and you don't want it, you know. There's only, and you know, we have to manipulate things so much and like, you know, turn food into shakes. You know, I do egg white oats and, you know, egg white oats shake with peanut butter. And like, you know, I do two of those a day just to be able to get the calories in. And it's just staying up, I'd get up in the middle of the night. I got up in the middle of the night for a year and a half straight just to have a meal. For a show that's a year and a half out. And that's like, people don't realize, like, it takes those things to get to this point. You know, I mean, like, this wasn't, I didn't just show up this last 3 months. You know, I was eating at 3 a.m. for the last year and a half to get, so I could get to this point and be big enough to be on this open stage and be competitive.
Yeah, I like that you said that, though, because a lot of people don't realize those little things that it takes to reach the level you're at now. Because with the physique you have now, that's there's a lot of off-season work there that people don't ever take notice of, because nobody wants to see the fat guy in the gym training. You know what I mean? When you're 280 and you're puffy and you're bloated, nobody's watching, but that's what builds the physique you have now.
Yeah.
I'm glad you made that point. What did you ever blend any meat shakes?
I've done the meat shakes, man.
No, you haven't.
I've done the meat shakes. So I didn't have to this last year. So I was able to actually get all my protein in. Like I said, that's when I did the egg white oats and peanut butter and a little bit of chocolate syrup shake. That thing would help me a lot.
That's easy.
Replaced that one with the chicken shake. But man, last year, or it would have been like a year and a half ago when Hunter was doing it. Yeah. We both got on the kick together, and so we would literally video every time we did. We just video it and chug it together, just because like we hated it so much.
What was in the chicken shake? Well, how do you make it? Tell me.
10 ounces of chicken, and we would just do chicken broth. Just to give it some kind of almost like a soupy flavor. But man, it didn't do shit.
So 10 ounces of chicken and broth. Are you putting are you putting rice in there too and shit, or no?
No, just the protein source.
Oh, you're just blending the chicken by itself.
Yeah, I can't drink rice. Like I'll just eat cream of rice instead. I can't drink the rice.
Who was I just talking to? I just had somebody on the podcast that said they had to blend their shakes. Oh, I can't say, but yeah. Because it's coming out next week. But I had somebody on that was talking about blending shakes and having to pound them back. But they were blending the whole thing. Anyway, your prep this prep. You said it went well. No hiccups, no nothing, no adversity. Because usually, most people in a prep have something where, you know, they have to overcome something that was either just getting in the way. Or did you have a smooth sailing prep? Because it happens once in a while to people where they just have no issue.
I think part of it's part of like what people's mind, you know, what they define as smooth sailing, what I mean by that is like, I still had to travel quite a bit this prep. And like, if it was up to me, like the perfect prep, I ain't traveling for 12 weeks up leading to the show. You know, I still probably made 8 trips within this prep. I mean, they were all planned out. They were productive. It was either for like Gasp, you know, or Ivana shows. We went to Vegas one time, you know, for the Flex's gym thing. Yep. So it was still a lot of movement around, you know, where then you gotta get the water off of the flight, you gotta get all your meals ready, things like that. So it's just, that's just part of the process, and that's part of being a pro too. So I wouldn't say that's a hiccup. Injury wise, you know, there's always those nicks and knacks, but nothing big. Yep. You know, and like even if there was something, you would never hear it from me, because that's, I also think that's part of a prep is overcoming adversity in regards to injuries and things.
Yeah.
So, you know, nothing crazy there. But besides that, like I said, with the situation I'm in there at Armbrist Pro Gym, you know, I got my office there. I live down the street. Like, I was able to just set up the perfect schedule, you know, go in every morning, 6 a.m., you know, cardio, posing, whatever abs I needed to do, get my meals in, train clients, you know, train with Marty for 2 hours, kill each other, then get recovery in. So it was, you know, and And I base that off of, you know, my wife and I have been able to set up, you know, our business with, you know, our coaching business and clientele that we have created. We have created this that we can create our own schedules in that regard.
Yeah.
You know, we are very fortunate. Everyone's like, you're so lucky. You know, you can just train and do whatever you want. No, not really. You know, we're still just as busy as you. I'm still working 50 hours a week. You know, it's just, I move things around that, you know, that the most important things I'm going to take care of. And I have that, you know, that being an entrepreneur, I can make my own schedule and make sure those things get done and then do my other things, you know, behind the scenes.
Yeah. You're fortunate, but I don't like it when people call it luck, because you obviously made your life that way. You positioned yourself in that place to do
sacrifices to get here, you know?
Yeah.
It's right now, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So when did you get into Atlanta, and are you disappointed that it's not in Chicago? Cause I'm assuming your hometown, friends, family, and all that. You know what I mean? Like, does it suck?
Chicago. It's not going to make a huge difference to me, but just the nostalgia of Chicago. I like the city. And then I would have been able to have more like friends and family come out.
Yeah.
But overall, like I said, you know, I have a good crew here with me. I have, you know, the people that have always been around me, this whole prep are here. You know, I got some people from the gym, Dylan and the families are coming out. So they'll be here today and tomorrow. And then Gas was all down here too. So a lot, huge support system. And like Zivana's birthday yesterday, so flew her friend out here too, and they're having a good time. And so it just came together really well down here. Yeah. Got in last night at like 6 or 7. Yeah, 6, 7. Went straight to the gym last night. Just got a good pump session and just got some water off and, you know, looked pretty good. And then woke up this morning, still was holding a little bit of water from the flight and stuff. And then went into the sauna across the street. There's a gym here. And I just sweated out like 5 pounds of water. And then now I think we're on the money. So
now
details. Now the rest, we'll train one more time today.
Yeah.
Just rest up, do the athlete meeting tonight. And, you know, and it's game time.
Are you at the host hotel or did you get a Airbnb?
So I'm literally right across the street. I'm at the Embassy Suites.
Yeah.
The reason for that is they have microwaves and fridges over here and like a kitchen.
I was just going to ask you, because usually the first thing I would do when I would get to a show is kind of like set up a makeshift kitchen. I'd bring my own like stovetop and shit. So like, do you have that set up in your hotel room?
Oh yeah, we got it all. We even got the Ninja air fryer. We got the
rice cooker. Can you show me? Is your room a mess?
So the Ninja air fryer and stuff is over and there. Martin's right next to me. So
Okay.
Yeah, I just go over there for all the kitchen setups over there. I just got the microwave and fridge over here.
Okay. That's awesome. So now what? So now you got carb loading today, tomorrow. When did you start carb loading? Yesterday?
Yeah, so kind of took it a little easier on the flight, obviously, out here. I don't like to eat a bunch when we're flying and stuff. So a little bit more, you know, protein and veg and asparagus is rolling now, the fun stuff. And started filling up last night. And then I'm someone that's going to have to eat a lot. Like, you know, I respond well off of cream of rice. So we'll be doing a lot of cream of rice meals with, you know, protein and fats, more like almond butter.
Yeah.
Honestly, man, they'll be like 150 grams per meal from here on out.
Really?
So yeah, I was telling you, man, it's crazy being the, you know, now that I don't have to make weight and stuff, like I've really learned that my body just needs a lot of food, especially, you know, filling up and looking full. So luckily we messed with that this last 2 weeks on the high days and he has the plan set. So now it's time to just get rolling, you know?
So 150 grams per meal. So
like 125 grams carbs, something like 130.
So how many grams, do you know how many grams for the day you're going to take in carb wise?
Probably today we'll probably do 700-800 probably today. And then tomorrow we'll base off how we look, but I think tomorrow will be more, honestly.
Do you guys lower your protein when you increase your carbs, or you kind of keep everything the same?
Yeah. So slightly lower today, still a little bit, but then tomorrow will be like, you know, that 5 ounce range and things like that.
More chicken or beef?
So I just, right now I'm just doing chicken. So like 80% chicken and one beef meal. I never took beef. I think you're the same way. I love beef, man.
Yeah.
I keep that prep. I don't know why people do take it out. I think it's for fullness, you know, for good fats. I love at least that one steak meal a day, sometimes two, especially in the off season. Right now, one, and we'll keep that through.
Water. When do you, I know a lot of people do water differently. Like some people cut it out a day before, 2 days before. I've heard 3 days before. Some people leave it in all the way to the show. Do you have any idea what he's got planned for you?
Yeah, so that was kind of, that's what we, right before this podcast, is that was the thing. I woke up for the first time like watery, but that was because so many variables off the plane. I only got like 4 or 5 hours of sleep because the time change. I was up to like 1 or 2, just get my last meal in. So I woke up a lot more watery than I've ever been in the last couple weeks. So I was like, man, let's go do, I've been doing like sauna in the morning because I cut cardio a little while ago just to keep the legs, because we, you know, our conditioning's there. So we walked across the street and like, I'm telling you, man, like, I haven't sweated out that much water. I probably, it had to be 6 pounds of water in this sauna. And then I just got, I came out, veins everywhere, and we just started posing in the locker room. And by the time I was done in this LA Fitness locker room, there was a puddle, like a puddle, straight puddle. Like they probably had to put a sign around when I was done. So then like, then we looked at each other and I go, okay, that was it. You know, like usually with the 8 hours of sleep, I pee like 5 times, you know, 4 or 5 times. I only pissed once last night. So we went and did that, and now I'm, you know, just 8, and I feel really, really good. So I think we're kind of set moving forward to, you know, relax this in and bring it in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, what I just want to ask you a couple more, one more question, two more questions before you go, because I know I don't want to keep you for, because you got a lot going on. But so this is kind of like, you know, you haven't been a pro long, and this is really your first show. I mean, I think the other shows were kind of warm-ups for this. It sounds like at 5'9", you should be an open bodybuilder, especially the way your physique looks. So this is kind of like your, to me, I consider it your first show. Is this what you want now? Like you're 32, like for the next 8 years, your goal is top 10 at the Olympia, top 5 at the Olympia. Is this what you're striving for now? Like, is it your, what's your ultimate goal, I guess, is where I'm going.
Yeah, it is. So, you know, like I said, it's just these, I envision, you know, just continuing to climb up this, you know, the step ladder here. First goal here is this weekend is to make a name for myself.
Yeah.
You know, in the competitive aspect, show out, you know, the new version of me, where my physique is at now. And then right after this, you know, show whatever happens back to the drawing board, and get there for the next one. The goal is, the next goal overall is to make the Olympia. Mm-hmm. And then it's just to keep moving up those, you know, win that pro show, get that, you know, that'll probably be going, win that first pro show, knowing you're going to an Olympia. So that is my next focus. Like I said, with this, Chicago Pro is my focus for this last year and a half. I pick it, like, you know, I never backed out of a show or anything. Like, I know what I, you know, that's my sole focus, and I'm going to work towards that. And then, you know, the next step is that. So like I said, it's just been so fun just seeing what we've been able to do in the last 2 years, that like, what can we do in the next 2 years, you know?
Yeah.
With a combination of work ethic, this team I have, and then just my willingness to do what it takes. I think we can, you know, we can make this physique just continue to look better and better.
Yeah. So you said the goal this year is just Chicago. So you're not, if for some reason you don't win, you don't plan on doing Tampa, Texas, like this is it for you. This is the one show this year.
So yeah, me and Matt talked about it a little bit. The only thing I would do is, and it'll be solely based off, like, you know, if I just get about like good points here or something, it would be Tampa next weekend. Because I can't do, and I think the only option after that is Texas.
Yeah.
And I already committed to a big guest posing out in Colorado for Dylan's show. He has a big gym. The gym has a show out there. Yeah. And again, Hunter's doing it, and so am I. And then my training partner, Martin's, competing in Texas as well. So that'd be really cool. Okay. And that's his pro debut. And I've, you know, he's been, you know, he's the assistant coach to me. He, you know, he's led me all the way up to, he's seen me every day. He's posed me every morning, and I've done the same for him. So it's like, hey, that Texas show is your show. The Chicago show is your show. We're going to go take care of business. And so the only show, you know, I'd maybe look at mattering on points is next weekend in Tampa. But like I said, I'm not even thinking about that at this point.
Yeah, that's a cool story, man. You guys got a cool story, kind of friends coming up together and then doing these shows back to back. So Tampa would be cool to see you there too, man, if you do that show. But yeah, I guess we're focused on the next 2 days. I think everybody's excited to see you, man. He's kind of like, you've really become the, I know there's some big names in the show, obviously, like Hunter and Rolly, and, you know, Shaban's made a pretty big name for himself this year, but a lot of people are talking about you, man. And, you know, some people got you in the top 3, some people got you in the top 5. So I think a lot of people are excited to see you on stage.
Yeah. And I want to, like I said, for all these people, a lot of people watch this and I see all the comments on here, or people point them out to me, and I appreciate all the love. Been, you know, it's been, especially on the social medias and stuff, you know, I think people really like my physique and they like how I've done it. You know, I've done it the right way. I've put it in time. I've kept my waist small. It's even smaller now than I think it was when I was 212. Like, and so I've done it the right way. And I think people want to reward that. And they want to see that in bodybuilding, you know, that more streamlined. And now it's just a matter of continuing to do this, that like continue to do the process we're doing and just adding, you know, that 5 pounds of tissue for next time, keeping that same streamline, then five more. So, you know that process, you did it and it worked for you. And I think I'm just in a great position. I have nothing to lose this weekend. Go out, kick some ass, have fun.
Yeah.
And then, you know, show out what I've been working on and then get people excited for either, you know, the next stage appearance, which is sooner or later. But the thing is, like, it's going to, every time you see me, I'm going to get better. That's been my goal. Yeah. I've probably only done, I think, 5 or 6 shows my whole life, which is crazy. You know, I mean, because I went pro within my 3rd show. I did, you know, that 212 the next year. So, like, I still haven't competed that much, which people don't realize. But now I'm making sure that every show I do, I'm better. So, and that's something that doesn't happen very often. So I'm going to continue to ride that out.
I think that the thing too is not just your physique. I mean, people like you for a few different reasons, but your physique obviously is one of them. But I think it's the way you train too, man. Like you can tell when you train, you're leaving it all on the floor. Like, you're not fucking around. So I think people can see that and they can feel that in your videos. And I think it's inspiring to people. So, you know, that's a really big part of it. But one last question before you go, is there anybody on stage other than say Rolly that you really want to stand next to that you really like, is there somebody you're focused on at all? Or is it just, I just want to do what I do and that's it. Is there somebody else that you think I'd like to stand next to that guy?
Not so much as a sole person. Obviously obviously the favorite was leading all the way up to was Hunter.
Yeah.
And you know, you know, friendship with him, like he knows I want to stand next to him. He wants to stand next to me. We talk about it all the time. So it's kind of a friendly band. And like, I'm just like, give me the chance, you know? So ever since we get a guest posing last year and he came off, he's like, man, you made some great improvements and you look fucking awesome. And like, he's kept in touch with me. So it's one of those things, like, I think we have a very similar physique in some regards. So I think it'd be a really good stand us next to each other and comparing. But like I said, I just want that chance to get within that top 5. So I can, you know, not only get that opportunity to show you guys, but then just to show myself to see where I'm at, you know? I don't know truly where I'm at right now. And this will be a good, great, great learning experience this weekend. And I'm gonna get a lot of good feedback, you know, for the future, what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, man, I don't want to keep you because I know it's prep time and peak week and the whole thing. And I just want to say thank you very much for making a little bit of time for me to talk about this weekend. And is there anybody you want to thank or anything you want to promote or anything you want to say kind of before we head off?
Yeah, no, Rich, just run through it real quick. I guess I want to thank my team for being out here, Matt, Martin, our camera guy, Zach. He's huge. He helps out so much. He's here too. My wife, Ivana, for being here on her birthday, her 30th birthday. So she had to make some sacrifices out here. And then everybody that's coming out. And then everybody that's, you know, we Matt dropped some shirts yesterday and they sold out. So that was really cool. So it's really cool to see all the support, all the messages and like, you know, kind of like, hey, like I know they're calling me a little bit of an underdog, but that underdog mentality and people rallying behind me and stuff. So I'll take it. I'll take all the support I can get. And, you know, just going to continue to bring real and raw stuff. So, you know, what you see is what it is. You know, it's just, you know, we love the process. We go in there, we train our asses off and then we prep our asses off. And then we come here and we show out what we did.
Yeah.
So it's just overall Gas, Better Bodies. I know you're with them. They're great, great, great company. They're out here supporting this weekend. I'll actually be down there in Texas in a couple weeks. I don't know if you said you were going or not.
I'm supposed to, but I think there's more COVID shit around here. So I don't know what the thing's going to be, but I'm going to try and make it out.
Yep. And then real quick, Pride Foods. I got to give them a shout out because all that rice and grinds, like I said, Matt, he's like, I'm going to write Sean Vasco as a message and say thank you because I've never seen anybody eat as much rice. That sponsorship is huge. So again, thank you, Sean. And I appreciate that. And then my team Revive as well. So it's been great, man. They have a great, like I said, I have a great support system. Great friends, you know, you got people on the show there that check in on me and stuff. So Ben Chow's always good and a good friend. So just ready to do it, man. That's about it.
All right, man. Well, listen, I think everybody's watching you and everybody wants to see you do really well. So good luck this weekend, man.
I thank you for that. I appreciate you bringing me on. Hopefully I can get back on.
Yeah. We'll do another one with the Bro Chat crew. Maybe we'll shoot the shit and get some stupid questions, stupid questions out of you.
That's good. Yeah.
All right, brother. Okay, man. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Okay, man.